Good evening and welcome to Port Washington Radio, Port Vikings WT coverage of Section 8 Class AA Nassau semifinals between our Port Washington Vikings and the Syosset Braves. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Michael Cabianco, joined alongside David Silverstein. The tip is underway. Port Washington 3 seed looking to make it to the finals against the 2 seed Syosset Braves, David.
Mikey, as we've seen earlier, turnover there by Syosset, but Port Washington needs to get Cam Wilker going, then you get Trevor Malfitano going. And for Syosset, it's definitely crucial to get Dylan Eisenberg going. He had 30 points in the last game against Massapequa, and it's definitely vital to get him going early and often.
Yeah, he's been their star all year. Cam Walker driving wing, kicks it back out to John Spinoso, who turned in a very dominant performance in the first playoff game. Shanahan on the wing, finding Spinoso down low.
Great
Spinoso
pass.
Picking up right where he left off from last game. Spinoso gets on the scoreboard, and it's 2-0 Vikings off to a great start.
And they definitely need that. And, you know, something that's also going to happen in this first half, I assume, is going to be a full-court press. And since Syosset has such a small six-man rotation, they're going to get them really, really tired, and that's going to be definitely an advantage for Washington.
Three-pointer no good for Syosset. Spinoso takes it up the other way. Now it's going to be Cam Welker, the floor general, averaging 14.9 points per game this season.
Like, he's just been absolutely spectacular in his senior season for Washington, as we see a turnover here by Spinoso.
Shanahan goes to contest, but the layup is good, and one opportunity for Seth Pryor, sophomore on sophomore, and Pryor uses the height advantage to scoop and score.
He's an absolutely elite rim protector, and he obviously can finish down low, so I think Port's got to do a better job of getting back in transition.
Free throw is no good off the back rim. Ball is bobbled up and taken by Stevenson. Port's going to bring it the other way, 2-2. Cam Welker looking to shake and bake. Mid-range is good. Cam Welker percolating early.
You were talking about this earlier, but Mikey, he's ready. He knows how big this moment is, and he's going to shine.
Yeah, Cam Welker, he's brought that veteran leadership, but he has stepped up this season and improved his game in every single facet.
A trap there.
Ball down low to Pryor, who's going to get another. Nope, it's contested. Port brings it the other way. There's Stevenson. Has time, he's going to pull it back out. And another turnover for Port. Spinoso's got to watch himself.
It seems like Trevor Malfitano is kind of shining away from the ball. He hasn't really done much so far, but can't expect nothing less from him. It's been amazing.
Abizab is at the top of the key, guarded by Welker. Pryor looking to take it in. And layup is blocked by Cam Welker. Good defensive presence early on. Port's going to bring it the other way. Spinoso out to Shanahan. His three-pointer is no good. Rolls in and out.
It's a little confused by the lines there. I think the gray one is the high school one. I was like, oh, that's a three. Wow. Looks like exposed on the line. But, yeah, that's a good shot by Washington. They got to utilize that open space. And if they can keep Syosset moving down the floor, they're going to have an advantage.
Amari Jordan's layup is no good. Ball rolls off Stevenson. The layup is good. A.J. Abizab there for the follow-up.
You got to grab that if you're Troy there.
Yeah, Port's got to be very careful on the bounds. They are a little bit undersized tonight.
And they got to utilize their speed there then.
Welker looking to post up, trying to get inside. Guarded tightly. Mid-range is off the front rim. Good defense by Darian Rahimzadeh.
Mikey, from our angle, it looks like the rim's a little slanted downwards. I think it's going to play any effect if that is how the rim is.
Yeah, that could throw off a couple players. Ball kicked over. Abuzab's going to drive in. His layup rolls in and out just a little bit too much English, and Pryor is fouled by Shanahan.
You got to have better help defense there. If Stevenson gets beat, you got to have at least two guys crashing him. Looks like he had a really uncontested layup there.
And Ryan Shanahan is in early foul trouble for the Vikings. They're going to need him to keep his hands himself. Jake Vanderputten, the other sophomore big man, is set to check in for Shanahan. And first free throw is good for Seth Pryor. 5-4 Syosset early on, 4:54 left in the first quarter. And if you're joining us at home via live, welcome to the Port Vikings broadcast. It is 6-4 Syosset. Pryor's got four, leading all scores.
I think I got Trevor the ball here somehow. They got to let him work.
Yeah, Trevor Malfitano's been the catalyst all year long. If you're Port, you got to let him start cooking early.
It's been the Cam show
Welker
so far.
Welker spot up three is good. Rattles in. Cam Welker on a very strong night so far. 7-6, Port regains the lead.
Mikey, you were asking before, do you think they're a little nervous, feel the pressure? I'm just like, yeah. But at the same time, they're ready for this moment, and Cam is shining so far.
Trying to go one-on-one. Ball swung out. Foul on the floor on Port Washington. I think that's going to be Troy Stevenson picking up his first.
It is.
Foul is on Port's number three, Troy Stevenson, his first, team's third. Non-shooting foul.
Raheem Zadeh right under the basket. Port's fortunate that his layup didn't go. Trying the other way. Welker gets the ball back. He has Amalfitano looking to go one-on-one. Blocked by Pryor. And Spinoso's there with the steal. Brings it the other way. Port might have to reset. Vanderpoint spinning. And another turnover by Port Washington. Sasset on the other way on the break. Amari Jordan's layup. No good. Too strong. Mid-range is good. A.J. Abusab's got 4 points.
Why would you want Vanderpoon dribbling the ball there? He's a big man. You want to get him inside. You don't want to try to make him do any fancy moves.
Malfitano looking to get going, and another turnover by Port. Not too careful with the rock so far.
The nerves are getting to him a little bit.
Abusab guarded tightly by Stevenson, looking to set the screen. Kicks it in, and Spinoso is there again. It's like a game of catch between these two teams. Neither team really getting it going on offense. And Welker is stripped out of bounds. That's going to go Port's way. That was Dylan Eisenberg on the deflection.
I just want to touch on Spinoza for a minute. He had 15 points in their win over Plainview with three threes, which is a little bit surprising from him, but his defense is just unbelievable, and he's been playing phenomenal so far.
Yeah, he started off his playoff campaign very strong. Welker's in the corner, spot up three, no good. A little bit of contact there, but it was too strong.
The crowd's going to let him hear it.
Eisenberg's going to bring it up the other way. And Stevenson's there. Interception on Raheem Zadeh, and his layup is no good. Had the fast break opportunity. But it's going to go Syosset's way.
One of the hardest things in basketball, Mikey, is hitting that open layup.
Yeah, not sure if nerves got to him or if he just took an extra step.
Looked like he hesitated before he went up.
And that's going to be a timeout on Syosset. Kenny Daly was ready to check in. 8-7, Syosset leads at the break. David, what do you like so far from Port Washington?
I like that they're pushing the pace because, as I mentioned, it's going to make Syosset attack because they got such a small man rotation. But at the same time, you know, you got to get back on defense and also you got to close down shooters. They're letting them also drive right in the paint and getting these uncontested layups. And they aren't rebounding. And obviously, you got to finish opportunities at the rim. And they're just turning the ball over way too much. So all those things, you know, if they can do all that, they'll be all right. What are your takeaways?
Yeah, Port's hasn't been too careful with the basketball so far, but I think they're fortunate that Syosset's found themselves in the same boat, and it's going to be the same five out there for Syosset. David, talk to me a little bit about Syosset's rotation. It's a lot smaller than Port's.
Well, in their last game against Massapequa, they only had six scores, and you know, a few of them only had like 2-4 points, so it's very, very tight. So they're going to have to – Eisenberg had 30 points, his career high last game against Pico. So they got to get him involved also. But at the same time, you got to make sure you're conserving energy somehow because they're going to be on the floor the entire night.
Abizad looking to go to work on Stevenson. Stevenson still there. Lefty scoop layup is no good. Port's going to come away with a rebound, a scuffle between Spinoso and Abizad, and that's going Port's way.
You love the aggression there by Spinoso. He's been playing great defensively.
Ball out to Kenny Daly, who's just checked in. Another sophomore on the floor for Port Washington. And you know, with Cam not on the floor, I think Trevor's got to take over right now, David.
Most definitely. But, you know, he's got some great pieces on the floor as well if you want to utilize them. As Mikey, Trevor looks a little unsettled right now. He hasn't really found his touch yet. But as soon as he does, you know, it's going to be very tight contest for Syosset.
Yeah, for sure. Travel call on that play. Substitution for Syosset, number one, Cooper Smith has checked in. Eisenberg looking to get past Daly. Couple dribbles, mid-range is good. Tough shot by Dylan Eisenberg, and he gets himself on the score sheet. 10-7, Syosset.
Mikey, he has the most, you know, we didn't see it there, but he has 64 three-pointers this season, which is the most in the conference So I think Kenneth Daly's got to know that and got to close out there. But that's great defense nonetheless. Just a great shot.
Jake Siciliano will check in for John Spinoso. A little bit of a different player. Jake can shoot it from behind the arc. He's falling a little bit out of Coach Dooley's rotation. But he is a very capable scorer.
Tough angle here. Can't really see much.
Ball out to Daly. There's Amalfitano looking to drive inside, and he is fouled. He's got to feel pretty relieved. Trevor's been going at the rim all night and has not been able to find success. He's going to line for two.
That's going to be kind of a good way to warm up for him. Get a few two shots, and hopefully he'll get into a little bit of rhythm after this.
Trevor was voted Conference Player of the Year, so congratulations to him. First free throw is no good.
As you can see, Mike, they're going to keep stepping up the same players throughout the entire game.
It's a small rotation, but number 15, Darren Costa, never mind, he's not checking in. And Trevor gets a second one to fall. So he's in the box score, 10-8. Syosset leads, 1:29 left. There's Eisenberg, they're going to try to get him going. Ball out to Mari Jordan.
If Port knows how to try to get him going, you got to double trap, do anything they can to try to prevent him from getting going.
Smith back to Eisenberg. Pulls back. It's Abusab. I'm sorry. Finds an opening down low to Amari Jordan. He is stuffed. I'm not sure if Jake Siciliano got in the way or it was the bottom part of the backboard, but that's going Port's way, and it's a foul on Syosset.
See what happens when Port tries to get out in transition, Mikey. Fouls, and if they get Eisenberg into foul trouble, it's going to be an absolute disaster for Syosset.
100%. Troy Stevenson's going to check out. Cam Welker is back in the ballgame. So Welker and Amalfitano, the 1-2 duo, back at it for Port. We're going to get something going. They trail by two. Welker looking to post up. He's got Dylan Eisenberg on him. Spinning baseline. Got three guys on him. Kicks it out to Daly. Thought about the pass. It's back to Vanderputten. Swung out to Amalfitano. Spot up three is good. Trevor Amalfitano starting to feel it, and Port regains the lead, 11-10.
Mikey, the fans love that one, and I think he loves it the most. Oh, oh wow.
Pass is thrown away, and Syosset is a bit rattled. Port students are going to let them hear it. 11-10, Port has the lead.
A telecontested matchup so far. We're about to end this first quarter, Mikey. What does Washington have to do to close out right here?
Yeah, they got
to
just lock in offensively. Don't turn the ball over. Get a last shot. Shot clock is turned off. You know, Vanderputten, he's really stretching the floor tonight.
Well, we saw him dribble before. That didn't really end well for him, so I think they got to keep him down low.
There's Vanderputten again, the man with the ball. Looking to drive on Pryor. His mid-range is no good off the back rim. 6 seconds left for Syosset.
It's a forced shot right there.
Abusab brings it down the court, kicks it out to Cooper Smith, and he's blocked by Kenny Daly. Big-time rejection. 1.4 seconds on the clock. Syosset's going to get one more chance to inbound.
The students love that one, Mikey.
That's exactly what you do in front of your home section. And Troy Stevenson's going to check back in. He is their best defender.
I wonder if they're going to try to get the ball to Eisenberg here, you'd think. Oh, no.
Shot is almost by A.J. Abusab. And after the first quarter, it's 11-10 Port. We will check in for the second quarter, and we will be back. Welcome back to WDOT. We are starting the second quarter of our Section 8 Double A semifinals. Syosset Braves 18-3, the 2 seed, versus our Port Washington Vikings 16-5, the 3 seed at Farmingdale State College. They are up 11-10. David, what are your takeaways so far from the first quarter?
Well, I think I'm a little disappointed with Washington's ability to kind of prevent the layups that Syosset's been getting. I think that's going to be an issue because if they start hitting them, it's going to be tough to come back, of course, because they're such easy looks. But then for Port, you know, I've liked that they've been able to get solid shots, but they've also been turning the ball over a good amount, so they got to kind of prevent that.
Right on cue, Trevor Malfitano whistled for his second travel of the game.
Troy's going to pick up here quick, which is what I like to see.
Yeah, that's been the key for him all year defensively, and Syosset's going to run it back with its starters, as well as Port. No, I'm sorry. No, Kenny Daly's in for Ryan Shanahan. And David, that layup is good from Seth Pryor, and that's what you said. Port's got to, you know, defend inside.
How much you got now, Mikey? How much does Pryor have?
Yeah, he has 6. So he has 6 out of Syosset's 12, and he is the tallest man on the floor right now. So Port's got to try to contain him.
They got to help inside. That's what they got to do. You can't have these layups.
Malvitano looking to post up. No one's there. Daly driving baseline, and he is hit. That's going to be a foul. Good cut from Kenny Daly. He's been doing that all season. They're finding those lanes for those sophomores.
When Trevor gets trapped, he sees these younger guys cutting baseline. Happens to be Daly there, and he's at the free throw line right now.
Big moment for the sophomore looking to get on the score sheet. This is the biggest game he's played. I mean, all these poor players, really. But the youth is there for Port Washington, David.
Mikey, free throws have been an issue for Port this entire season. I mean, look at how many opportunities they've already missed. I think Trevor missed one. Now he's missed one. You got to capitalize because this game could be very, very close right now because they could be winning if they hit them both.
And Daly's second free throw is good. Port is 2-for-4 from the line. And 12-12. A little bit of a miscommunication between Syosset. A.J. Abasab came to get the ball from from Darian Ramsaday. But it ended up being a foul the other way. Ramsaday's got his second foul on the game.
Like you saw Cam get that steal right there. He leads the team in steals and assists. Mikey, why has he been so good defensively?
I mean, he just provides so much pressure as Spinoso's lay is a little bit short. The other way, Dylan Eisenberg is swatted by Troy Stevenson. And what is the call?
I think he got Troy with the shooting foul. I believe. I think he swiped at Amari Jordan.
Fouls on Port Washington's number 3, Troy Stevenson, his second.
Yeah, it's his second, Mikey.
So Ryan Shanahan and Troy Stevenson in early foul trouble. I assume Troy is the guy who Jake Siciliano is about to check in for. But back to what we said about Cam. He's just been an aggressive defender. He knows where to be in the right spots. And he's just, along with Troy, I mean, they've just had that full court press recently. They've found a lot of success there.
You know, him and Troy, both two seniors, have shown unbelievable leadership this entire year. And I think they know how important this game is. And in these, you know, bright moments, they're going to have to shine. Troy, you don't want him to get into foul trouble because he's one of our best defenders. And then for Cam, you just want him to make what he just did. Great pass to Spinoso.
Spinoso the other way. His layup is good. Tie game. No, I'm sorry. 14-13. Port is up. And Cam Welker, as much as he's a scorer, leads the team in assists for a game. He also leads the team in steals, David.
He's just been great this entire year, Mikey.
Eisenberg from 3. No good off the back rim. Ball comes out to Pryor, whose pass is inside to Abusab. No good. Rebounded Spinoso, and a foul called. Big time rebound by John Spinoso, and he gets rewarded.
I just don't like how easy that rebound was. And also that 3 by Eisenberg is a little bit too free. They got to know that he's a 3-point shooter, and he's the best one in the conference, so they got to close out.
100%. Welker directing traffic. Gets the ball back from Spinoso on a screen. His 3 is no good. A.J. Abasab is going to take it the other way.
But you'd want Cam to shoot that ball. That was a good look.
Abasab, beautiful step-through move. No good on the layup. And Syosset early on is struggling
If Sasi just looked outside, they had 3-4 guys in the perimeter that were open. And look, this team can shoot the ball. And they got to start shooting because, yes, they're getting good looks inside, but they're not finishing. So you got to start looking other places.
Malvitano's fouled again, and he has just found a new gear after the first 4 minutes of the game.
Shooting game, 1-1.
We know how great he is getting to the line. You know, one of our games, he had like 11 free throw attempts or something like that, something crazy. So they're definitely going to need him to get some points, especially here.
Malvitano's free throw is good. Has a chance for one more. Got 5 on the night so far. Trevor's averaging 18.8 points per game, 5.1 rebounds, and an assist and a half. As his second free throw is good, Trevor has been the star all season.
Just the pairing of him and Cam, it's just been really unfair for teams. And if the last game we saw it against Plainview when they both popped off and they had a, I want to say, a combined 41 points or so. If they can do that tonight, to some extent, it's going to be a problem for Sassett.
Ball's going Port Washington's way. Pass from Amari Jordan fell through the hands of Seth Pryor.
Mikey, what do you like that Port's done this quarter?
I think they're much more comfortable with the ball. They've limited the turnovers, and they're letting Cam and Trevor, those have been their two most aggressive guys, they're letting them work. Trevor fakes a three. Pulls back out. He's got Pryor on him. A little bit of a mismatch. Pulls back. Gets inside. And one. Trevor Amalfitano. Firing on all cylinders in the second quarter. And Seth Pryor is going to get whistled.
He's just been tantalizing under the rim so far, Mikey.
Yeah, bruising and cruising to the hoop. Amalfitano. That's a Clyde Frazier reference.
About to say, what up, Clyde?
Chance for the three-point play. That was what Port did so well last week in their first playoff game. They had so many three-point plays, and when you're a decent free-throw shooting team like Port, not saying that they're the best, but they've improved, then that goes a long way. Malfitano firing 19-13. Port is its biggest lead of the night, and it's a full timeout for Syosset. David, if you are Coach Cardona, what are you saying to your team?
Well, first of all, you got to prevent the ball to Trevor, whatever they can do. But also, it seems like Port's making these unbelievable backdoor cuts, and they're getting to the line. I mean, Trevor just... he's just a great player overall, so that's going to be tough to stop. But you got to finish opportunities on offense. And once, you know, what I've noticed in the past few possessions is when they drive in, there's so many guys open on the outside that if four Port guys are going to swarm the guy taking the layup, then at the same time, you got to kick the ball out, and then you have open shots. And if Eisenberg is on the outside, you got to get him the ball.
Yeah, well said. And Seth Pryor has 2 fouls now, so that has been Syosset's advantage. But he is in a little bit of foul trouble. So you're looking for Malvitano to keep hacking away.
Got 3 fouls already?
No, he's got 2.
Okay. We got a nice matchup coming up after this, Baldwin Hempstead, to see who's going to play for the county championship. Port had a very closely contested game against Baldwin. You think they're seeking any sort of revenge, Mike? They're not worried about that right now.
I'd say we got to focus on Syosset first, but definitely if they do get matched up against Baldwin in the final, I think they're going to look at the film and realize that that game could have been won. So, you know, Port, they've been amazing all season. I can see them really beating any team in the conference.
The spacing from Sasi just looks odd. There's 3-4 guys on the left side, and they're not really moving at all.
Raheem Zadeh looking to go to work on Siciliano. Back to Eisenberg. He's got Abusab open on the other wing. Eisenberg looking to go 1-on-1 on Cam. His 3-pointer is no good. Well short, and the Port fans are going to let him hear that. I don't love that shot selection, especially down 6.
I mean, it looked a little selfish, but at the same time, you want him shooting.
That's true. Welker back out to Siciliano. Going to try to drive to the hoop. Spinning. Doesn't find a shot. Back out to Spinoso.
You got
to
go up with that.
Spinoso looking to find Siciliano down low, and Siciliano steps out. I like the idea from John Spinoso. Just a little bit poor execution from Port.
But that's what Spinoso brings to the table. He's technically a big, I'd say, on this lineup, but at the same time, he's passing like a guard. He's a good defender, He's an all-around great player.
Yeah, he's got phenomenal court vision, especially for his size and the role he plays on the team. He's not just an interior presence, and that's a foul on Port Washington. A.J. Abizab getting aggressive, driving to the rim.
Fouls on Port Washington's number 13, Jake Siciliano, his first team's fifth. At the line for the Braves, number 14, A.J. Abizab, shooting two.
Let's see if Sasser can try to get some back of the line here. They need some sort of momentum because it's looking Port's way right now.
First free throw is no good. 19-13, Port leads with 3:38 on the clock. Avsab's second free throw is good. So Avsab shot very well from the stripe in the first quarter, not as well in the second quarter here. And great feed into Spinoso from Cam Welker, showing off the playmaking. And Spinoso's got himself another bucket, 21-14.
I mean, Mikey, what can't Cam do?
Yeah, Cam is really, he's just versatile. I mean, there's not many other words to describe him. And that ball's dribbled off Abizab. Turnover on Syosset. It's going to go Port's way, and Port has all the momentum right now. 3 minutes left.
Last year, Syosset just absolutely embarrassed Port Washington. The game that I believe we called, they had to play on the team that I think graduated. He had 40-something points. Right now, Port's looking for some revenge.
Malfitano looking to go to work. His mid-range, no good. Rebounded Amari Jordan. He's been pretty silent since the first possession. And his layup is good, and one opportunity.
That's a pretty move there by Jordan.
Prove me wrong on that take. Amari Jordan's going to go to the line.
Port Washington's number 24, John Spinoso, his first, team six.
Number 15, Darren Costa, checking in for Seth Pryor. So Port now is pretty even on size.
You know, I wouldn't say Sausage is a bigger team overall. They have guards that are around the same height as us. But I would say Pryor has just been, he's been pretty solid inside, and we haven't really had the opportunity to match that.
Yeah, he's been feasting on the boards, especially early. Amari Jordan, chance for three. It's good. Three-point play converted. 4 points on the night for Jordan. Welker's mid-range is no good, but he gets fouled. Port doing a great job of drawing contact, and they are at the line yet again.
Eisenberg was not happy with that call, but I do think it was the right call. Cam 100% sold that, but if they can get Eisenberg frustrated, I mean, he is their team. He had 30 points against Pequot, and at the same time, oh, that's an Eisenberg.
And that's a violation. Yeah, so lane violation for Port. But the first free throw was good. 22-17. 5-point lead. 2.5 to go.
Port leads by five.
Raheem Zadeh brings the ball up the court. Hasn't had much success. Abizab looking to drive left. Pulls up over Daly. No good. I think Daly got a piece of it. Jump ball. That's going to stay Syosset's way.
It seems like a lot of these shots that Syosset are settling for are forced. You know, all you got to do is move the ball. And look, these layups haven't been terrible looks. They're just not really hitting them all.
The Braves have struggled to get to the rim really in the second quarter. So that kind of makes you think the first quarter they should have capitalized. But there we go. Darian Raheem Zadeh. His three-pointer's good, and all of a sudden, it's a two-point game. Port up 22-20.
Mikey, 36 out of his 41 baskets this season have come from behind the arc. You think Port knows that?
They better, because he's a phenomenal shooter, and that's got to be their last open look. Malfitano trying to spin inside, gets to Daly. Spinoso out to Shanahan. There's Malfitano. His three-pointer is good! Splash from Trevor Malfitano, 25-20. Port with a five-point lead. And
he's got 11
going.
Points.
There he goes. Just like that. Trevor, Port's leading scorer. Amari Jordan's going to try a three, and that's good. Syosset answers right back, and Mark Jordan's got a little bit of smack to talk right
from
now.
From one number 11 to the other number 11. Here we go. We got a game, Mikey.
Mark Jordan has taken over the second quarter with 7 points. 25-23. Welker turning, spinning. Mid-range, no good. Abbasad takes the other way. He's got to watch out for Daly. There's Raheem Zedet looking to drive in on Spinoso. Pulls back. In the corner for Eisenberg for the lead. No good. Rebounded. And it's going to be a foul. Big time rebound by Darren Costa.
I think it's Shanahan there. I think that's his third, Mikey.
Yeah.
John
Spinoso.
Going to pick up his second. So a lot of the sophomores are entering the danger zone so far for fouls. Got to watch themselves.
Acosta's not too much of a starter or prominent player for Sassett, but you know, he'll get some minutes, and he's a solid role player for them.
Free throw no good off the back rim. 55 on the clock. Welker is going to drive inside. Amalfitano's layup is good. Beautiful find by Cam Welker, and he is dishing today. He's got 13 points on the night for Amalfitano. It's nearly half a Port's points. The kick out for Syosset. Three-pointer is no good. Rolls in and out. Layup. Rebound by Stevenson. Welker the other way. Fast break is good. 29-23.
Our first defense chance of the night come from the Port Washington student section.
Raheem Zedet gets the ball back, driving on the left. His floater is no good. Race for the rebound. It's Spinoso.
They got to go quick.
2 seconds left on the clock. Welker's trying to put it up, and his layup is too late, and he is not happy at himself. But 29-23, Port with a six-point lead at the break. We will see you for the third quarter. Strong half for Port Washington.